from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State via the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world on our website and our podcast at wildmichiganradio.com. Pick up the podcast absolutely free. It is there for you to listen to anytime you want. And thank you so much to all of our affiliates all across Michigan that you can hear us just about anywhere in the state via our fine radio stations, man. We're very happy to have them on. Our latest in that string of radio stations is WLUN 100.9 ESPN Radio, an FM stick in Midland. And last week we were talking to Mark Sack about what a blessing it is to be back on in that area. We have some other stations in the area, but we're very happy to have the Loon on with us. And that is, again, that area of the state. The whole state of Michigan. I'm not going to single out one part of the state about how wonderful of sportsmen there are. You guys are all over the state of Michigan, and I'm very happy just, again, to be on in that area again, up in the Midland, Saginaw Bay City, Pinconning area. Great area. Of course, Frank's Great Outdoors is up there in Linwood. And we're happy to have all of you guys listening. And thanks to our friends at Not Just Guns, also Conquest Scents, and of course, United Deer Farmers of Michigan, bringing Wild Michigan to you. And our good friend Doug Roberts from Conquest Scents is on the phone with us right now, up in the Davison area. Doug, exciting news, of course, you just heard, and we've been getting some good response from that as well.
Oh, that is awesome news, you know, because you cover so much of the state, so it's good to pick up that central area again. So nice to be on with you.
It is. It's good to have you on because, you are our go-to guy for deer. And it's funny, people are contacting me because we had Lucky Buck on board for so long with us. They're contacting me about the product. I said, you know what? I'm not with those guys anymore, but I do highly recommend them. And Doug, we just talked about this off air, like a 3-week head start to everything. Which yep. could be, I mean, this is 50% of one, 50% of another. It could be a blessing, and it might not be such a good idea.
Well, you know, when you really look at it, we had a wonderful winter. It wasn't super, super cold. We had a cold spell that killed a lot of the bugs and bacteria off. We didn't get a tremendous amount of frost, but we got some in the ground. We had about a foot here at the farm. And now spring comes in 3 weeks early with this wonderful warm weather. And, yeah, it's wonderful if it stays because things are turning green. The animals can get all the food that they need. But the reality is we live in Michigan, and all we need is about a week to 2 weeks of normal cold weather. And all of these buds and all of the apple blossoms and fruit blossoms all freeze, and now we're in a huge problem. people have to understand that the ground still isn't quite warm enough to really be planting in most of Michigan. Maybe the southern part, you're getting close, but I know where we're at and up north, even though the weather's warm and nice, the ground's not ready to take the seed and get it to grow. So we need to have some patience.
Doug Roberts, our guest here on Wild Michigan. Doug, I had some concern last week about, yes, everything looks green, looks great, but it was still really dry. And when I think about an early dry season, I kind of get freaked out because of EHD, the problem we have with the epizootic hemorrhagic disease caused by the midge, that little biting fly that tends to attack our deer herd.
Yeah, you know, and we don't see that in the spring, but if you've already got a dry spring, you get nervous about having a dry summer, and then all of a sudden, end of July and August come when that midge really, really comes on, and if it's dry, we'll have some major issues. In fact, the entire country will, but again, we need the water, we need the moisture. April showers bring May flowers. Well, you know, we're a month ahead on that. And, you know, earlier we were just talking about how it seems like the last few years, the seasons have actually shifted a month the other way. So nature's kind of playing its own little games right now. But yeah, the weather is great. But, you know, get the food plot areas worked up and ready to go. But be patient on putting the seed in the ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's look, we get excited because we can judge for ourselves. You know, we don't go on like the photosynthesis, the photo whatever time that a lot of animals are going on, you know, with the days being longer and things of that nature. We have clocks, and when our clock looks like it jumped ahead, we want to jump ahead.
Their clocks are perfect in timing, you know, to the environment, and they also, for somehow odd reason, deer, they can sense what's coming ahead. And right now, all indications watching the deer, the antler growth is good. Of course, warmer weather. They still have that winter coat, but they're losing it extremely fast right now, which, again, is normal. So they look horrible, to be honest with you. But, you know, some of the breed bucks and stuff, they're up there, you know, 2-3 inches now on their head. So that's good growth when you're talking April, because we kind of see that, you know, first part of May. So, as long as we don't get that cold spell where it slows it down, you know, it should be a good antler growing year and antler growing season.
You know, it's funny because I had asked you earlier in the year, because we had seen deer with antlers so late. Of course, they were really kind of not the nice color that they normally would. They're at that stage that they're ready to fall off. But it was still late in the year. It was like February where we still saw antlers on deer. And that's because of the mild weather we had.
The mild winter, the condition of the deer, absolutely. Like I said, we had a very mild winter. We did get what we needed, a little cold spell to kind of kill some of the bugs and bacteria off. But overall, the deer in most of the state of Michigan were able to get the nutrition that they needed all winter long. And that makes a difference. So they don't lose all that body weight. They don't get run down. They can hold those antlers longer, which means they rebound much quicker in the spring. They fill the gaps on the body, so that means they can produce more antler or maximize the potential they have within their system genetically.
He's Doug Roberts. I'm Duran Martinez. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Doug, they lose such a great amount of body weight during the rut that, you know, again, that hard winter can impact it. Fortunately, we got over that hump, and the hard part really didn't come towards till the end of the winter itself.
Well, exactly. They were actually able to put weight on. We watched our deer, and the wild deer that were the same. They were actually able to gain some of that weight gain back that they had lost during the rut during the middle of the winter, because it was at the end of winter when that cold spell hit. Well, they were already conditioned. You know, the two weakest points in a year for the white-tailed deer is, you know, in the fall during the rut, right after that ends their rundown. But the worst time of the year is actually the beginning of spring. They've struggled. And so when that body wants to awaken back up and get going, it really has some difficulty. So right now they're just coming out of that really rough period that actually does kill a lot of deer. I think this early jump start is going to help a lot of those.
Yeah, I think so, too. And just amazes me how fast the antler regeneration comes. I mean, it's like the second those old ones are off, here we go, boom, starting towards the new set.
Well, yeah, we had a little yearling here that just dropped, my gosh, what, a week or 2 weeks ago?
Wow.
And I honestly I kind of told Nate, our manager, I said, I think the new growth actually pushed the old ones off. but he just, you know, again, he didn't lose the body weight. He put on what he did lose very quickly through the winter, which is rare for a yearling to hold antlers that long. Older bucks have a tendency of doing that, but not so much the yearlings. But he did, and he actually had quite a few girls that he had to take care of this year, so I was impressed.
Doug Roberts, the deer professor, joining us from Conquest Sense here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hi, this is Cuz Stricken with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, and Cuz Stricklin, one of the absolute best turkey hunters in the country, man. That guy is awesome, of course, with Mossy Oak for many, many years. And, of course, our turkey season gets underway on Saturday, the 17th. Going to be a big time to get out. I'm going to get out, do some calling for my wife. Hopefully we can get her first bird, and then maybe do some hunting myself. Well, no maybe about it. I'll get out there and do some turkey hunting myself. I'm Duran Martinez. This is Wild Michigan. Find us online at wildmichiganradio.com, and we're being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns. Doug Roberts, the deer professor from Conquest Sense, joins us. Davison, Michigan is where you can find them based out of. And Doug, it'll be 15 years on September 3rd, or October, yeah, September 30th, the day before bow season. This show was launched on one station here in Lansing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you've been on for that long.
I can't believe we've made it past the 15 minutes. I'll be perfectly honest. But when we first started this, a good friend of ours said, you know, you got to look into this guy. He's got a company called Border Crossing Sense. He does liquid scents. He's doing scents in a stick. And at that same time, I had somebody from another company hounding me about scents in a stick. Oh, we're this, we're that, and the other. And, you know, it's like my gut says sincerity seems to be the way to follow in this industry, meaning your sincerity in what you were doing and not the hype and promotion that somebody was trying to feed me. Frankly, one, I can't remember who that company was. Two, I don't know where they're at now, which is really irrelevant to the whole thing, because now, I mean, we've been friends and we've been working together, putting this show out with Conquest Sense, which you have kind of morphed into over that time. And this will be 30 years for you. So basically, the first 15 was all a lot of trial and error to get to where you're at now at 30.
Duran, everything is trial and error. You know, it's all of us are given talents, and all of us are given loves. And my love was farming and hunting, whitetail deer and pheasant. And then I was able to take that love and realize I had a talent for farming whitetail deer. And out of that, so many things were put in front of us. You know, like you said, Conquest Sense, which used to be Border Crossing Labs and then Border Crossing Sense, all come from an idea of an estrus scent that we accidentally found through artificial inseminating of the deer. And that was a new thing in the industry. So it created a new scent category. Evercomb was, you know, just accidental, you know, one of the workers holding all these deer and handling them and just stinking like a herd of deer and going out hunting, and the deer just all came to them and felt very comfortable. So it's one, being aware of your surroundings, but yeah, God has given us many, many blessings of things that have come about and has given me a 30-year journey. And, you know, we're going to be 18 years with the scent company. Like you said, I've been talking with you since the beginning, and it's the easiest conversation to have is with you on a radio show, because we just talk about things we love, and that makes it easy.
You know, the two most important points of your life are when you're born and the day you find out what your purpose in life is. And I think mine a long time ago was talking, so that it was pretty easy for me to figure it out. But I mean, there with necessity comes so much innovation, and that's what you guys have done. I mean, taking from a scent stick, I mean, it looks like a deodorant stick if you really want to call it what it is, that you can rub out on the trees and yourself and the like, cover and with the VS1 and now with the scent fire. And Doug, I have long been waiting for our friends at Thermacell to get together with Conquest Sense to get that little wafer to heat up some VS1 or some Evercomb. Nobody's taken my word yet, but I mean, I can see it would be tough.
Yeah, surprisingly, when Thermacell first came out, we actually did sit down together. They came and found us and said, hey, we're looking at this. Can you impregnate a wafer and all of this? And, And so we tried some different things with them, the irony of it is the government got in between it, the EPA, and we could do nothing without all their regulations, and it just became too hassle-fuck. You know, it was a problem, and so they just said, you know, we're not going to go that direction anymore. And we were so small and so limited. You know, when we started, remember, it was just literally family. It was our kids, our nephews, my in-laws, and Karen and I. That's all that it was. You know, so it wasn't meant to be at that point. But again, now we have Scentfire, which is, you know, the vaporizing scent dispenser, which is amazing and such an awesome new category in the scent industry. And the unit works. I just love to use the unit because you have total control of it, you know, with the remote. So it's kind of neat where it's going.
Yeah, no, I agree. I really, really, really like that. You know, it's like, it's the only vaping that I'll do is with that Scentfire because it's got scent in it. But we've seen so much come across, and now we're starting to see your products in bigger places and in more quantity. And a lot of that, too, is because of this COVID and the coronavirus causing such a problem for retail stores of all sizes to be able to fill their shelves. So yep. They're going to expand your footprint in these places, which is kind of a godsend for you guys.
It is. The entire outdoor industry is doing extremely well, as a lot of industries. But for us, it's really been a blessing. What it's done, Duran, is really a lot of people that stopped hunting or had never hunted have been home. They've been able to enjoy the outdoors. They've been able to get back into hunting or learn. We got a lot of new first-time hunters coming in, and so they're looking for all these new products. And of course, then the advertising, such as sponsoring your radio show, they hear it and they go, "Oh, I'm going to try that product." It was tough getting it going. I mean, we were the laughing stock when you come out with a deodorant stick. of deer scent, you know, that it took a number of years, four or five, it really took till the fifth year before somebody took us serious, and we actually hired a rep group to kind of expand it. Karen and I were close to giving, Karen was actually giving up on it, and I said, let's give it one more year, and then things kind of turned around. And of course, when we did the TV show, Conquest 200, and really brought people in and said, here's who we are. Mm-hmm. Here's our beliefs. Here's our farm. Here's our lifestyle. We love it. We hope you enjoy it. By the way, we have a scent company. That really exploded it. And it goes back to what you just said. Be authentic. Be real. Doesn't matter about being popular. Just give the people the best product that you can.
Absolutely, man.
It's worked out well for us.
Well, you know what? And you guys just being yourselves, us being able to have this conversation, that's been a blessing to me, man. I appreciate it, and we appreciate all you do for us here. Doug Roberts and Karen Roberts of Conquest Sense. Thanks, brother. Appreciate your time.
Hey, take care.
More coming your way. It's Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez on the Michigan Talk Network.